It was Jesus Christ who said to us, "The harvest is ripe, the laborers are few." He also said that when you are filled with his power, you will be his witnesses. And then he said, "You are the light of the world." If there was ever a time that a witness for Christ need to be present, it is now. If there was ever a time we need to have the light in dark places, it is now. If it ever was a time that we need to be laborers in the harvest field, it is now. I am bringing you a series of messages called Seeking the Lost and Mobilizing to Evangelize. God wants to use your voice. He wants to use your personality to reach the people around you. Why don't you pray right now and ask God to just awaken the desire in your heart to be his witness, his light, and his laborer. Well, come and go with us now as we continue to walk in the light of God's word. We're talking about every good work, and when it comes to every good work, one of the best works for any believer is that of becoming a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes to being a witness, an effective witness, we must first understand that we have been commissioned by Jesus Christ to go to the world and to proclaim the gospel and the good news to all who will listen. We all have a personal commission by Jesus Christ. He told us to go and be a witness. That is something that every believer can do, regardless of how long you've been saved. You could have been saved 5 minutes, and you could be a witness. Let me tell you what God has done. You don't have to have a degree in theology to be a witness. A witness is one who can testify to the facts of what has occurred in and around them. If something has happened to you, you can tell somebody about that. So we are to proclaim and to share and to tell others about Christ. Now, the acceptance of the gospel is up to them, but the responsibility of sharing and proclaiming is up to us. How many people are going to hear the gospel if you don't tell them, or if they're not told? If nobody tells them, nobody will hear, but you got to be able to hear it. It's just like inviting someone to come and worship with you. If you don't invite them, they certainly probably won't come. If you invite them, if everybody would invite one person to visit with them on Sunday, the person you invited may not come, but somebody's coming. If 100 people invite someone, somebody's coming. But if nobody invite anyone, it's likely that no one will come. God wants to use us, and he doesn't want us to suffer from the sin of silence. Let me say that again. That could be the sin of silence. How many of you ever felt like the Holy Spirit was prompting you to say something to somebody about the Lord, but you didn't? That's the sin of silence. You just didn't do what the Lord had asked you to do. So if we're going to evangelize, the word evangel means to share, to give good news, to tell, to spread, to broadcast. So if we're going to do that and be a witness, we're going to have to first understand what our commission is as believers, the purpose for which the Lord has saved us. Did you know he saved you for a purpose? That purpose wasn't just to come to church to be edified, built up, and encouraged. It is so that you can be a part of his called out ones. That's what the church is. The church is the called out ones who has been designated for an assignment. The church are those who've been called out, designated, selected, chosen for an assignment. You have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this is what Jesus told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18. As he spoke to his disciples, he was then speaking to us as well. And in that chapter, Jesus was getting ready to make his departure. And as he spoke to his disciples, giving them some instructions or last instructions, which were most important, He said this, Matthew 28:18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority, all power has been given to me on earth. And by implication, I'm going to share that with you. Therefore, since all power has been given to me and all authority has been given to me, I'm telling you then that you need to go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, since I have the authority to tell you to do this, and you are going under my authority, you're going to be able to accomplish what you set out to do because I have all authority. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age, or the King James says, to the end of the earth. Now, if this is the commission, if this is the assignment that Jesus Christ gave us, I'm wondering what he's going to judge us on when he gets back. You parents, when you give your children an assignment before you leave home, guess what you expect to be done when you get back? That assignment. Now, they can do a lot of other things, but you want to be sure that if you're going to do any one thing, do the one I ask you to do. If you want them to clean up the kitchen and wash the dishes, they were cleaning up the den, and they just thought the den needed more cleaning. Yeah, but I asked you to do what? So what you do, you give them a beat down, don't you? No, you don't. Well, the Lord's going to give us a beat down because he said, you know what? What you did was good, but it wasn't right. You didn't do the right thing because I said, go, be witnesses, share, spread the word, tell people about me, baptize them, teach them to obey what I've commanded you. That's what I asked you to do. Now, if he'd come now, what would he say to us? Now, tell me what you're doing. Suppose he walked in tonight and got each one of us on a one-on-one interview and said, now tell me what you're doing. Who wants to be first? Well, let me tell you what I'm doing, Lord. But that's what he asked us to do. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the purpose for the Holy Spirit coming to empower us to be witnesses, he said this, but you will receive power when the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And then what? And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In Matthew, he says, I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. In Acts, he said, you'll be my witnesses all the way to the ends of the earth. You'll be my witnesses and you'll be able to witness all the way to the ends of the earth. I want you to be my witness. That's why I'm sending the power. The power is not just to speak in tongues, it's to be witnesses. Well, you're going to need the power to witness. Another place he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Those are power gifts and power signs following those who believe. You will receive power. Do you have the power? Are you the witness? Even in the Old Testament, Jesus talked, God spoke of the value of sharing the message with those who haven't heard. He said this in Ezekiel 33:7. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me, from me. Hear the words I speak and give them the warning. Give who the warning? The people who are rebellious, the people who don't know me. He said, give them a warning. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. We can't make him turn. All he's looking for is a mouthpiece. All he's looking for somebody who will have the boldness to share and to say what thus said the Lord. What about today? He's still looking for those who will be his messengers and those who will speak. Those who will speak to our coworkers, people we ride on the bus with or go on the metro with or people that we run into even at random. He's looking for somebody who will share the word of the Lord. There's a couple of points I want to make. We will never, ever mobilize ourselves to evangelize unless we have the compassion for the lost. Jesus had a compassion for the lost. We've lost our compassion for the lost. And in fact, we don't care much about the lost. Some of us probably want them to go to hell. Look at how you acted. I don't even want you to go with me. When's the last time we even had a burden for the lost souls? Had a burden to share, or even prayed or wept or cried for those who were lost, even in our own families and even our own neighborhoods or people that we know or work with? Do we even have a burden or a compassion? We need to ask the Lord to give us a heart of compassion. See, along with the commission comes the compassion. And that compassion motivates us to reach out and motivates us to touch others. I have a compassion. Some people have more compassion for a cat than they do for lost souls. They tell me, oh, Pastor, what you going to do with that cat? They're more worried about the cat than they are a lost soul. I say, that's a cat. This is a place for lost souls. That compassion that we might have causes us to have a concern. If you got compassion, then you have a concern for the lost. It is that concern that will turn a church congregation from being an audience to being an army. Our churches are full of audiences. When the Lord said that we are an army of the Lord, the audience come and they sit and they listen and they go home and they come back again and sit and listen. But an army go out to accomplish a mission and the commission. So we need to be an army instead of an audience. But if you have no compassion, you have no passion, no compassion, you're not going to want to get out there in the battlefield and minister to those who are lost. A concern with compassion causes spectators to be laborers. It was the Lord who said himself, the harvest is plenteous, it's ripe, but the laborers are few. And if you don't have a compassion, you will be a spectator instead of a laborer. You'll just come and look and listen. And right before Jesus said that in Matthew about the harvest is being ripe and the laborers are few, you read a couple of verses before that, he says he looked out over the people and they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion for them. And he said, oh my, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest and ask him to send forth laborers into my harvest field. The harvest belongs to the Lord. It's his harvest field. He says nothing wrong with the unsaved folks. There's nothing wrong with sinners that sinners don't do. They're sinners. They do what sinners do. Nothing's wrong with them. The only thing wrong is I don't have any saints going out there sharing the word with the sinners. That's his problem. His problem wasn't the sinners. It was the saints that would not be laborers.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore The Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.